And welcome back to the Squadcast. For today, we will be looking at the Battle of the Bands. We'll be having on some interviews with people backstage, some interviews with some of the performers, and some snippets from the show itself. Hope you enjoy. Hello, Tom, Lockie, and Murray. How are you guys feeling in the lead up to the Battle of the Bands?
Pretty good. Yeah.
What's your role, Murray?
I'm stage manager slash lead singer of Act One. We are the opening band, but we're not competing. We are on behalf of Unbox Thinking.
And now back to backstage interviews.
Hello, Sandy.
We got
the whole gang here. How are you guys feeling in the lead up to the Battle of the Bands?
Good.
You're on stage as the co-host presenter of the thing.
Yeah.
What's your thinking in terms of how you're going to be hosting this?
It's fully scripted event. I know exactly what I'm going to say. I might get it wrong, but you won't know that because you can't see the script.
That is a true statement.
Right. Elvis said to me, I'm going to attack you with the neck of a guitar. I said, is that a threat? I went to the DVD shop. I said, can you recommend a Tom Cruise film? He said, Collateral. I said, what's the damage? Took part in the suntanning Olympics. I got bronze.
Ooh, yeah.
I was reading a book, The History of Glue. Couldn't put it down. My mate asked me, what do you think of voluntary work? I said, I wouldn't do it if you paid me. If at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
And now back to backstage interviews.
So sorry, Henry.
I just walked in.
So you just walked in.
Yeah. Sorry, this is an interview.
This is an interview.
We're interviewed. Hold on.
I have a backstage pass right here.
Henry, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
For audio listeners, Henry Jones, fellow Squawk writer, just snuck in backstage without a pass, even though I had to wait outside.
I tell you, these bloody journalists coming in here without their press passes, they're gonna make my job a living hell.
What songs will you, Hank Frank, be performing at this event?
Good news! All the judges are here!
Hooray!
In any case,
I'll be performing two original songs.
Ooh.
One of them called Turn It Down, and the other one called Too Much For Me.
Very nice. What are your guys' intentions with the song? What kind of vibe are you attempting to achieve?
First one's a bit more funky, second one's a bit more rock.
I have drunk out of it.
Thanks, Jacob.
We can fix it in post, don't worry.
No, nerves are definitely kicking in, but I've literally got like 2 hours before we play.
Best for last, of course. Best for last.
Yeah, definitely. But it's ridiculous. But I'm sure I'll be fine. Wait, am I allowed to swear?
We are here. You are with Hank Crank. You are the bassist, of course.
Yes. Bassist.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling ahead of the performance?
We're hyped. It's gonna be heat.
Very nice. You guys are on last, it seems. So
yep.
Do you think it's possible that the high quality of other performances are gonna get you guys nervous?
No, save the best for last.
Of course. You think you're gonna blow them all out of the water?
Yeah. Walking into a party, looking for a lounge. Every seat's taken. Music's too loud. Turn it down, turn it down.
And now back to backstage interviews.
Hello, Adam, what's your role here?
I am the head stage manager.
stagehand.
It's the same thing.
Okay. What's your as in what will you be doing over the course of the event?
So what I've been doing is I've been setting up, the stage and the seats and the such, making sure there's extra seats if needed, which there was. I've been going around and making sure all the acts are okay and making sure they're ready for their rehearsals. Really just tending to any of the needs that the bands have at the moment and switching around amps and that kind of thing.
What are you feeling about the show? How do you think it's going to go?
I'm actually really shocked at how pretty good everyone's sounding. Even some of the younger people who I would expect not to be as confident sound really good. So I think it's going to be a great show overall.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Adam, for your time. Hello, hello. What's your band name?
We are Ziggis Stardust.
And your name?
I'm Ziggis.
Hello, and just to describe for listeners here, you are holding a rather large-sized sitar as your instrument, yes? Very beautiful. What songs will you be performing with the sitar?
Just Norwegian Wood.
By the Beatles?
Yes.
Is that the only song you'll be performing?
And then I'm switching to electric guitar and playing Comfortably Numb.
Ah, nice. Also, for listeners again to describe, because I can't see, you are currently wearing like a red, like Indian, like shirt. Well, you know, commitment to the bit, I can respect that as a man of the culture himself. It is very good. What are your, if other band members are comfortable speaking, what are your guys' roles?
I'm Robin and I'm singing and playing rhythm guitar on both tracks.
Very nice.
I'm Sonu and I'm the bassist and guitarist.
And you are?
I'm Lafina, I'm the drummer and the singer.
Very nice. How are you guys feeling ahead of the performance? This is a question to the whole band.
Really good, actually, yeah.
Adam, you are not asked for here.
Absolutely amazing. We're going to smash it because we're just, good.
Yeah. How are you guys feeling about the competition tonight? Do you think you'll be able to keep up?
Well, we don't want to jinx anything, but
of course.
We're quietly confident.
Yep, yeah. Quietly confident. That's the best combination as always. Ziggis, do you have anything to add?
I'm so scared right now, but I'm sure we'll do great.
Yep.
I once had a girl, of you I say, she once had me.
And now, back to backstage interviews at the Battle of the Bands.
Hello, Tara Boyton. We are here at the Burn Sound Clash. What are your thoughts on the first half of the thing?
I think it's been really good so far, and I'm really looking forward to hearing some more great acts in the second half.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've not given anything above a 3 for...
I've given a 4.
For Mellowship.
I gave a 4 for Mellowship.
And you were booed for it.
I was booed for that.
Yes.
I'm sticking to my guns, okay?
Can you respond to allegations that there is bias?
I would say that... people are just lying and they should just get better. I don't know.
so your official response is skill issue scrub. Okay, thank you very much for your time, Tara.
I love corruption.
Were you guys listening to the first half of the Sound Clash?
We were in the audience.
Very nice. What were you guys thinking about the lineup?
I thought it was pretty good. We got some good competition there.
Any highlights?
Mellowship.
They're crazy good, lads. They're really good. Especially the guitarist and the bassist and the drummer.
There's only guitarist and bassist and the drummer.
That's true. But the bassist and the guitarist is my highlight, Kamala.
Yep. Thank you very much for your time, guys. Very nice. We have what's your name again, sorry?
Nina.
Nina is visibly cringing off screen.
Because she doesn't like the name. I think it's a wonderful name.
Why don't you like the name, Nina?
Some of the connotations and the name in general. It doesn't, right?
I'm gonna have to bleep that. But
you probably are.
I'm gonna have to get the
bleep.
Thank you for making my life significantly hard. I have to declare an interest in that one of the band drummer is my sister. So that means don't drum on the thing, moron.
You moron.
Right. In any case, this will not mean that I'm biased in favor of her during my coverage, though. If anything, I'm gonna be biased against. And anyways, Nina, what role do you play in the band?
I play guitar along with Kara.
Very nice. How are you feeling in the lead up to the performance?
A little bit nervous, a little bit worried, but overall quite excited and happy. What?
No, I just your brother.
What's your name?
Kara.
Cara, how are you feeling in the lead up to the
performance? Not good. I'm on like my fifth like mental breakdown, I think.
I mean, it's okay to have a cheeky mentee B before if you're gonna do well on stage.
I think I will.
Oh, hello, Adam. But yeah, I'm sure you get. Only Adam's allowed to do that.
Nina sounds like she's like a football. Like, yeah, we had a good game.
But in any case, I hope you guys do very well. What are the songs are going to be performing?
Teenage Dirtbag and There She Goes.
Could you say that a little bit slower so people can catch
you? Teenage Dirtbag and There She Goes.
Thank you very much. Thank you,
bye.
Very much.
Hand Crank's going to win. Bye.
In the end, after all of these fantastic performances all around by bands across the school in terms of year groups and in terms of their experience and in terms of their genres, in the end, the band that ended up winning it all was Mellowship, which was a band consisting mostly of S4 pupils. Here is a snippet of their performance. That'll be all for this edition of the Squadcast. Thank you very much for listening all the way to the end. This has taken a lot of editing, a lot of stuff from the Battle of the Bands was left on the cutting room floor. But hopefully you have enjoyed. And hopefully later this month I will be back with more stuff. We'll see. Until then, see you later.